A very good morning to you on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording from Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Nazir Daf Vav, Nazir 6a, pagination is 11. We're going to start, though, from really the previous page. Nazir Hey Amar Aleph, 5a, pagination is 9. The Mishnah over here at the bottom of the page tells us, Stam Nazirus Lamed Yom. The basic Nazirus is 30 days. That means if a person says he wants to be a Nazir, default setting is going to be 30 days. It's a nice short Mishnah. And when a person just wants to learn a nice short Mishnah, as trivia has it, this is the Mishnah. Nice and short. The Gemara asks, Minohani Mili, how do we know that Nazirus, as the default, is 30 days? Amar Rav Masna, the first opinion in the name of Rav Masna, is Omar Kra, based on a Pasuk, Kadosh Yihyeh, he will be holy, and Yihyeh b'gematria telosin havu. Yihyeh, in gematria, is 30. Concept of gematria is that every letter in the Hebrew alphabet has a corresponding numerical value. Two yuds are each 10, and two hays are each 5, a total of 30. It is indeed highly unusual for us to learn a halacha from a gematria, and as the Mefarshim explain, the Radvaz on the Rambam Nazirus Gimel Aleph among them, that really it's a Kabbalah. It's a halacha l'Moshe Misinai that Stam Nazirus is Shloshim Yom. And the gematria is a simana ba'alma. It's a mnemonic device. It's a indication. But really, you have to have the information first, and then you could start making a gematria. You'll notice in contemporary Jewish life, even though we're very into gematria by a Sheva Brachas, but we're following this approach. You do not have a shadchan telling you that this boy and this girl ought to go out because the gematria of their names matches. On the other hand, once they're married, once we're in Sheva Brachas, so then it's already an established fact that they're married, and then you could substantiate the established fact with a beautiful gematria. Over here also, there was a tradition that it is 30 days, and we're arriving at that as well. You see the symmetry of Torah, that this word is Begematria 30. The second opinion, Barpada Omar, Kineged Nazir Nizro Ho'amurim B'Torah Lamed Chaser Achas. The root word Nazir is used 29 times. 30 minus 1, and therefore Barpada holds that Stam Nazirus is really 29 days. We'll have to figure out why it's referred to in our Mishnah as 30. Barpada is not going to argue on the Mishnah. He's going to explain why the wording was such. Let's look at Amud Beis, still on yesterday's daf. On the third line, we have a statement. Tanan, we learnt, Stam Nazirus Shloshim Yom, the Mishnah that we just did together. Bishlama l'Rav Masna, it makes a lot of sense according to Rav Masna Nicha, because he says that it's a 30-day with the gematria, Yihyeh, it's 30. El Barpada Kasha, but according to Barpada, who tells me that it's 30 minus 1, that really it's 29 days, so why is our Mishnah telling us that it's 30 days? Amalach Barpada, Barpada would answer you, Aidi di'ika yom telosin de'megaleach umevi karbanosav, since the 30th day, meaning the day after the completion of the Nazirus, he still has to do the observances of the karbanos, the process at the end of Nazirus, and he's going to be observing Nazirus in the beginning of that day, So on some level, Mishum Hochi Tana Shloshim, on some level, it's 30 days, even though technically it's only 29, but you end up observing Nazirus into the 30th day, and that's why that expression applies. It's for 30 days, because that's the way it turns out, but not in strict logic, legalities, it's 29. What emerges over here is that even though on Amud Aleph it seemed that Rav Masna was holding 30 and Bar Poda is holding 29, but on some level they agree that there is going to be some observance, at least by default, on the 30th day until he brings the Karbanos. We continue on the beginning at the beginning of the next line. Tanan we learned, Misha Omar Areni Nazir Megaleach Yom Shloshim Ve'echot. A person who says, I shall be a Nazir, is going to be doing the shaving of the hair on the 31st day. The Braisa continues on the next line, Im Gilech Liyom Shloshim Yatza. But if he did the shaving on the 30th day, he would have fulfilled his requirement. So we have a troubling situation here where the first part of the Braisa that describes the 31st day as the day for the Karbanos seems to contradict Bar Poda, who said that the 29th completes the Nazirus and the 30th day is the Karbanos. Why are we describing the 31st as the Karbanos? And the second part of the Braisa that says that you could do the shaving on the 30th day, not so much that you could, but if you did, it would be acceptable. I thought the 30th day still has to be full observance, and it's not till the 31st day that you could shave the hair. And the Gemara answers both Bar Poda and Rav Masna. Regarding Bar Poda, why in the Reisha are we dealing with a 31st day for Karbanos? Is because Nase Ka'omer Shleimim, there's a rabbinic legislation that since, as the Rush explains, people generally vow in units, like of tens. So most people, if they were choosing a time, they would say 30 days, even though, strictly speaking, 29 is acceptable for Nazirus, but most people would end up doing the round number. Therefore, there's rabbinic legislation to require 30 days, but it's not really required, and that's why if you completed 29 and shaved on the 30th, Bar Poda holds that sufficient. But normally, you wouldn't do it till the 31st. According to Rav Masna, where day 31 made a lot of sense, but we couldn't figure out where you came to be doing this on day 30, so the Gemara answers five lines from the bottom, Kosova Mikzas Hayom Kikulo. Rav Masna holds that part of the day is completing the day. On some level, you've completed the day and it's sufficient, a little bit like the concept that we have by Shiva, where the person observes the very beginning of the seventh day of mourning, and at that point, he's allowed to get up from Shiva. So here also, even though you're required to complete the 30th day of Nazirus, but if he didn't, and he only completed the beginning of that day, he completed 29 plus a little, it would be sufficient to be considered 30. What emerges over here is that even though on Amud Aleph, Bar Poda and Rav Masna argued, one said 29, one said 30, but at least in a case of Bidyevid, Rav Masna would agree that partial observance of the 30th is sufficient. Suddenly, Bar Poda has you observing the beginning of the day, because by default, until you bring the Karbanos, and Rav Masna has you observing preferably the entire day, but at least the beginning of the day, and in some cases, the beginning of the day after the fact would be acceptable and sufficient. It's noteworthy that Bar Poda does not hold Miktzas Hayom Kekulo, at least not by Nezirus, and he requires a complete 29-day requirement. We continue with the Braisa that will bring us on to today's daf, three lines from the bottom. Tanan, we learned, Mishanoza Beis Nezirus, a person who made a double vow of Nezirus, Migaleachas HaRishonu Yom Lamed VeEchad, he does the shaving from the first cycle of Nezirus on day 31, Vashnia LeYom Shishim VeEchad, and the second cycle is completed on day 61, which certainly matches Rav Masna quite directly and needs the explanation of Bar Poda, as we've dealt with earlier. The Seifa of that same Braisa is found on today's daf on the second line, Ve'im Gileches HaRishona LeYom Shloshim, Megaleches HaShniya LeYom Shishim. If he shaved the first one on day 30, then he shaves the second one on day 60, which would match Bar Poda nicely, but does not match Rav Masna, as far as we can tell, because you need a full 30 and you can't shave till day 31. The Gemara answers, as we've mentioned, Miktzas Hayom Kekulo, part of the day counts as a day, and Yom Shloshim Ola Lekan Ulekan, day 30 counts for both the previous cycle and the new cycle of his Nezirus. The Gemara says, we already told you the concept of Miktzas Hayom Kekulo, and the Gemara explains that's the purpose of this Braisa, to tell you that it works even by Shtei Nezirus, when you have two Nezirus back to back. L'chatchila Rav Masna holds that you have to wait till 31 and then 61, but in this case, where the person b'di'eved after the fact did it a little bit early, we are going to allow Miktzas Hayom Kekulo, and that day, 30, is going to count both as the conclusion of the first cycle and as the beginning of the second cycle. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.